When the flood walls and levees gave way in New Orleans, the people of the Netherlands watched with special interest. 50% of the Netherlands lies below sea level. Since medieval times, the Dutch have used dikes and levees to keep the country dry. 5 decades ago, those dikes gave way in a storm, and the flooding killed nearly 2,000 people. After the catastrophe, the Dutch government built a system of dikes and seawalls designed not to fail. Eleanor Beardsley visited the seawalls, and she has this report.
In the southwestern Dutch province of Zeeland, the Rhine, the Meuse, and the Scheldt rivers meet the North Sea. It was here in 1953 that the rising sea surged up the rivers, wiping out more than 100 miles of dikes and submerging farmland and villages. 50 years later, 3 giant seawalls, known as storm surge barriers, stretch along the coastline, protecting the fragile inlets and their dikes from the North Sea. While the mile and a half of barriers remains open in normal weather, during a storm surge, their 63 hydraulic-powered sluice gates are lowered. Hans Jager, who works for the Dutch Ministry of Transport, Public Works, and Water Management, is in charge of operating the 20-foot-high storm gates.
About 5 days before we know some storm is coming, 24 hours before storm surge is up here, we will be at this place with a lot of people. And then we check our water levels and the predictions, etc. And then one moment we have to decide, will it stay open or are we going to close?
Jager says the decision to close is a difficult one, and the gates have only been lowered 25 times since 1996. A museum near the storm barrier recalls the 1953 disaster with a film and exhibits. The museum also celebrates the Dutch response to the disaster. Known as the Delta Project, the 30-year, $3 billion plan built stronger and higher dikes and new seawalls to protect them. The Delta Plan seals off the country's coastline from North Sea surges and leaves only the ports of Rotterdam and Antwerp to be left completely open. In the nearby town of Frauenpolder, 79-year-old retired farmer Fred Bohart lived through the floods of 1944 when the British bombed the dikes, as well as the 1953 catastrophe. He said seeing what's happening in New Orleans makes him thankful for the system of dikes and seawalls that protects the town today.
Of course, we remember just what we had here in 1953, the current and the storm. And in New Orleans, the people are living too below sea level. I think they need the same system as well as we have here.
The Dutch began claiming land from the sea as early as the 1500s by building clay dams or dikes between two higher points. When the tide went out, the dike gates were closed and the water was not allowed back in again, enabling the land to dry. The names of Dutch cities, such as Rotterdam and Amsterdam, reflect the country's struggle with water. This school class was one of many visiting the storm surge barrier. Teacher Ariane de Jong says the dikes are a point of pride in the country.
It's typically Dutch, so it's a must-see in our country. And especially with the actual news from New Orleans, of course, this is a hot item, of course.
Sea barrier operator Jager says storm records dating back to 1130 helped them build dikes and seawalls to withstand the type of violent storm that would only occur once every 4,000 years. But with climate change leading to rising sea levels, Jager says they are no longer sure about their calculations. He illustrates the recent change in attitude by reading the inscription on a plaque dating from the inauguration of the storm barrier in 1980.
Hier gaan over het tij. De maan, de wind en verhei.
We control the tides, the moon and the wind, it reads.
25 years ago, they thought they could control. And I think nowadays, that's not true.
Jager says that scientists and engineers are struggling to take climate change into account. In the meantime, he says, the Netherlands will keep their dikes strong and continue to control every element they can in the never-ending battle to hold back the sea. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.